Good evening and welcome to Market Mantra, the program in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. I am Anubha Rohatgi with my co-anchor Prachi Priya.
Namaskar, Market Mantra mein aapka swagat hai, jahan hum aarthik, vyaparik aur share bazaar ki taza khabrein aap tak laate hain. Aaj ki pramukh khabron par charcha ke liye studio mein aamantrit hain aarthik vishleshak Sushma Ramachandran. Sushma ji, studio mein aapka karjor abhinandan.
Dhanyavaad Prachi.
चर्चा शुरू करेंगे मगर पहले हेडलाइंस.
थैंक यू प्राची. बेंचमार्क डोमेस्टिक इक्विटीज एंड विद गेन्स. सेंसेक्स एट 159 पॉइंट्स. निफ्टी सेटल्स ओवर 26,000 मार्क. एशियन स्टॉक मार्केट्स एंड मिक्स्ड. एंड फिच रेटिंग्स रिवाइजेस इंडियाज जीडीपी ग्रोथ फोरकास्ट फॉर करंट फाइनेंशियल ईयर टू 7.4%.
देश के प्रमुख शेयर सूचकांक लाभ के साथ बंद हुए. सेंसेक्स 159 अंक बढ़ा. निफ्टी 26,000 के ऊपर बंद हुआ. एशिया के शेयर बाजार आज मिले जुले रुख के साथ बंद हुए और वैश्विक रेटिंग एजेंसी फिच ने वित्त वर्ष 2026 के लिए भारत के सकल घरेलू उत्पाद वृद्धि अनुमान बढ़ाकर 7.4% कर दिया है.
And before we begin the program, an important announcement for our listeners. The views and opinions expressed by the experts in this program are their own and not of Akashvani. Akashvani advises its listeners to do their own research or consult a registered professional before taking any investment decision. We further advise all listeners to exercise due diligence and rely on their own judgment for taking any financial decision.
Anubha, badhte hain aaj ki pehli aarthik khabar ki taraf. देश के प्रमुख शेयर सूचकांक सेंसेक्स और निफ्टी आज लगातार चार दिनों के सिलसिलेवार गिरावट के बाद सकारात्मक रुख के साथ बंद हुए. बाजार ने अपने दिन की शुरुआत नुकसान के साथ की लेकिन जल्द ही रिकवरी करते हुए अधिकांश अंतरदिवसीय सत्र में बढ़त बनाया. सेंसेक्स 159 अंकों की उछाल के साथ 85,265 पर बंद हुआ जबकि निफ्टी 48 अंक बढ़कर 26,034 पर जा पहुंचा. वहीं बॉम्बे स्टॉक एक्सचेंज के व्यापक बाजार सूचकांकों में मंदी देखी गई. मिड कैप सूचकांक 0.2% नीचे रहा जबकि स्मॉल कैप सूचकांक में 0.3% से अधिक की गिरावट दर्ज की गई.
Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended in positive territory today, snapping a four-day losing streak. Although the indices opened on a negative note, but they soon recovered and traded with gains for most of the intraday session. The Sensex gained 159 points to close at 85,265, while the Nifty added 48 points to settle at 26,034. However, the broader market indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange edged down. The mid-cap index lost 0.2%, while the small-cap index declined over 0.3%.
सेंसेक्स में शामिल 30 में से 18 कंपनियों के शेयर बढ़त के साथ बंद हुए. शीर्ष लाभार्थियों में सर्वप्रथम टाटा कंसल्टेंसी सर्विसेज में 1.5% से अधिक की बढ़त, टेक महिंद्रा में लगभग 1.3% और इंफोसिस में 1.2% से अधिक की मजबूती देखने को मिली. वहीं घाटे में रहने वाले शेयरों में सर्वप्रथम मारुति 0.7% गिरा, इटर्नल लगभग 0.7% लुढ़का और कोटक बैंक में 0.5% से ज्यादा की गिरावट दर्ज की गई.
Across sectoral indices at the BSE, 11 out of 21 sectors ended with gains. Among the top gainers, focused IT advanced 1.4%, IT gained 1.3% and tech rose over 1.1%. Among the key decliners, services slipped 0.9%, industrials dipped around 0.5% and power dropped over 0.4%.
अंतर बैंकिंग विदेशी मुद्रा बाजार में रुपया आज 22 पैसे बढ़कर 89.97 रुपए प्रति डॉलर के स्तर पर बंद हुआ। दुनिया की 6 अन्य प्रमुख मुद्राओं की तुलना में डॉलर की मजबूती मापने वाला सूचकांक अंतर दिवसीय कारोबार में समाचार तैयार किए जाने तक 98.81 पर चल रहा था। सुषमा जी, आज मार्केट ट्रेंड को आप कैसे देख रही हैं? क्या कुछ महत्वपूर्ण बातें हैं जो आप हमारे श्रोताओं के साथ साझा करना चाहेंगी, पर्टिकुलरली आज के ट्रेंड को देखते हुए?
देखिए, आज चार दिन के बाद ये जो बेरिश ट्रेंड्स रहे हैं पिछले चार दिनों से, अब वो रुक गया तो, पर ये नहीं कि मार्केट बहुत उछाल पे आई है। वो मार्केट ज्यादातर हम इसको कहते हैं फ्लैट, समझ लीजिए थोड़ा सा बढ़ोतरी हुई है। तो ये वजह ये है, एक तो फॉरेन इंस्टीट्यूशनल इन्वेस्टर्स अभी भी निकल रहे हैं मार्केट में, तो इससे थोड़ी सी घबराहट सी हो रही है। और दूसरी बात ये है कि कल तो मॉनेटरी पॉलिसी कमेटी की मीटिंग है, तो उसमें भी थोड़ी सी हेजिटेशन है। और तीसरी बात जो खैर कई दिनों से स्टॉक मार्केट के ऊपर छाई हुई है, वो है कि जो हमारी जो यूएस के साथ ट्रेड डील है वो अभी तक तय नहीं हुई। हालांकि बहुत सारे हमें ये स्टेटमेंट्स आ रहे हैं दोनों तरफ से, अमेरिका की तरफ से भी और भारत की तरफ से भी, कि भाई अब वो तय है, बस छोटी छोटी चीजें रह गई हैं और वो मतलब अभी साइन होना है। तो ये अब तक, जब तक वो साइन नहीं होगा, मेरे ख्याल ये थोड़ी सी जो घबराहट जो
हेजिटेशन
hesitation in the market abhi wo chal raha hai.
But Sushma ji, we saw that, you know, of course, like you said, we can call it almost a flat market. But if you look at the sectoral indices, then we see that the IT sector has performed really well.
Yes.
And in fact, even if, you know, we look at the top companies, so we see it's the top three gainers have been all the three IT companies. Do you see a particular reason for this, or is it just, you know, one of those trends or one of those things that happened?
No, it's definitely a reason, because yesterday the rupee fell
yes.
to a new low of 90 rupees. Today it's gone up slightly. The fact is that the IT companies will benefit from
right.
a depreciating rupee, because they export services and the, you know, their returns obviously will be better. So in that context, we must remember that, you know, there's a lot of concern always when the currency is falling, but the currency fall doesn't necessarily mean negative consequences for the economy. You
right.
know, the entire exporting community would be cheered up, because their products are going to become more competitive. And in that, of course, IT is a big, you know, has a big share as far as export of services is concerned.
You mentioned, of course, the FIIs, the way they are behaving. So would you say, and you also mentioned, so would you say that the trend of the way the FIIs right now are, you know, acting in India, they're also, you know, because we have the US Fed meeting next week.
Yes.
So is it also to do with they are expecting some, you know, kind of another rate cut from Fed President Jerome Powell?
Yeah.
And maybe that is why?
Well, you know, I think the US, it looks unlikely that they will have a rate cut as of now. In the case of, you know, but of course, one never knows.
One never knows.
There is a talk of the fact that inflation has now become high over
yes.
there, and therefore, you know, the Fed has to tackle that issue also. So one really doesn't know what is going to happen. As far as India is concerned, of course, you know, there are multiple factors which the MPC will have to take into account
right.
tomorrow. You know,
We will come to that, Sushma ji. But before, let's take a look at how the Asian markets behave today.
बिल्कुल. एशियाई शेयर बाजार आज मिश्रित रुख के साथ बंद हुए। सिंगापुर का स्ट्रेट टाइम्स इंडेक्स 0.4% से अधिक गिरा। दक्षिण कोरिया का कॉस्पी इंडेक्स 0.2% नीचे गिरा, जबकि चीन का शंघाई कॉम्पोजिट इंडेक्स मामूली गिरावट के साथ बंद हुआ। दूसरी ओर जापान का निकेई इंडेक्स 2.3% से अधिक बढ़ा, और हांगकांग का हैंगसेंग सूचकांक करीब 0.7% की बढ़त के साथ बंद हुआ। वहीं अगर हम यूरोपीय बाजार की बात करें तो यूरोप के प्रमुख शेयर बाजारों में आज सकारात्मक रुख देखने को मिला। अंतिम समाचार तैयार किए जाने तक जर्मनी का डैक्स 0.7% बढ़ा, फ्रांस का कैक 0.4% ऊपर रहा, और लंदन का फुटसी लगभग 0.2% की बढ़त के साथ कारोबार कर रहा था।
Moving on to the US markets, Wall Street closed in positive territory yesterday as market sentiment remained strong ahead of a potential interest rate cut by the Federal Reserve next week. Among the major indices, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose almost 0.9%, the S&P 500 added 0.3%, and the Nasdaq Composite Index gained nearly 0.2%. So we see that the major US indices yes. have risen. And like we're saying that this is... this is a market sentiment that they're expecting a potential interest rate yes. cut by the US Fed. Yes. But you're saying, of course, they have other things on their mind.
Yes.
And it could be that because of the inflation is also very high.
Yes. So it could, they could have a rate cut and they could not. But, till now, the expectation was that the Fed has kind of taken a pause. They're not likely to have a rate cut. But there are inflationary pressures over there. Mm-hmm. So, you don't know what the US Fed is going to do. Of course, there are also problems over there in the Fed. I mean, somebody new is going to take over yes. from Jerome Powell. That's also going to create some kind of churning over there. But for the time being, I guess it's just a guessing game, honestly, as far as the Fed is concerned.
Right. Let's move on to the next story.
वैश्विक रेटिंग एजेंसी फिच ने वित्त वर्ष 2026 के लिए भारत के सकल घरेलू उत्पाद जीडीपी वृद्धि अनुमान दर बढ़ाकर 7.4% कर दिया है। उपभोक्ता खर्च में बढ़ोतरी और हालिया जीएसटी सुधारों से बेहतर आर्थिक माहौल बनने को प्रमुख बताया जा रहा है। संशोधित दर पहले के 6.9% के अनुमान से अधिक है। हमारे संवाददाता ने बताया कि फिच रेटिंग्स ने कहा है कि भारत में निजी उपभोक्ता खर्च में वृद्धि विकास का प्राथमिक इंजन बना।
फिच रेटिंग्स ने कहा है कि भारत में निजी उपभोक्ता खर्च में वृद्धि विकास का प्राथमिक इंजन बना हुआ है। ये भी बताया गया है कि कारोबारी माहौल में सुधार, सशक्त वास्तविक आय लाभ, बेहतर उपभोक्ता भावना तथा वस्तु और सेवा कर में सुधार से लाभ काफी बढ़ा है। रेटिंग एजेंसी ने वित्त वर्ष 2027 के लिए अनुमान लगाया है कि भारत की वृद्धि दर घटकर 6.4% होगी, जिसमें घरेलू मांग का सर्वाधिक योगदान होगा। फिच ने अगले वर्ष भारतीय रुपये के मजबूत होने का भी संकेत दिया है और कहा है कि ये 87 रुपये प्रति डॉलर के आसपास रहेगा। समाचार कक्ष से निखिल कुमार।
सुषमा जी, फिच हैज ऑफ कोर्स रिवाइज्ड इंडियाज़ जीडीपी ग्रोथ फोरकास्ट एंड it's from 6.9 to 7.4%, which is quite a bit,
yes, 0.5. Quite a leap.
Quite a leap. So, and of course, it's saying that it is citing robust private consumption and positive impact of recent reforms. And recently we saw that the Q2 GDP figures, when yes. they came out for this year, that is also very robust, 8.2%. So obviously, what are the reasons for this? And would you say that India is well, the policies that the government is following and pursuing, it's on the right path for economic growth?
Yes, I think what's interesting is that, we've got, as you said, this very robust second quarter growth of 8.2%. And yet all the headlines have been right from August onwards, after the imposition of 50% tariffs by the US, have been kind of doom and gloom. And that's only natural, because it's a very severe kind of a burden yes. for exporters to bear. But the fact is that the government has kind of, taken the crisis as an opportunity, and they have deepened reforms. And the first thing that they did was to restructure GST. Now, the goods and services tax was really badly in need of reform. It needed this the action that they had taken to reduce the number of slabs, to make it more simple, make it more customer friendly, more business friendly. And initially, when GST was introduced, it was meant to be a single point tax. Now, for various reasons in this country, it's not been possible yes. because we've had the pulls and pressures of state governments, their requirements for revenue also. So it was made into a multiple point tax, but even then, very, very much more simpler than the past. But this kind of reform, which was expected, that over the years it will slowly become more and more simple, had not happened. And this dramatic cut that took place in September has really improved, shot up consumption, has definitely given a stimulus to the economy.
Fitch also says that it anticipates India's growth to moderate to 6.4% in the next fiscal.
Yes.
So, I mean, of course, It's saying that it will moderate, but still it's not a bad figure if you look at it, 6.4%, when you compare it with the economies of the other, major economies.
Yes, even at the projection of 6.5% for the current fiscal, India was rated the fastest growing major economy in the world. Now it's 7.4%. And this is a very important forecast, because till now, everyone, right up to the Reserve Bank, has been talking about 6.5 to 7% growth for the current financial year. And for the first time, you have an international agency saying, no, it's not going to be 7, it's going to be 7.4. So, which is very encouraging. Now, when you come to the next financial year, we talk about 26-27, Fitch is obviously coming to 6.4 because, you're moving from a high base. And they are presuming that the spurt in consumption, which took place due to the GST rate cut, is not likely to continue for such a long time. And that is probably the presumption.
And would you say that also because the next year, when we're talking about the next fiscal, the results of the tariffs, additional tariffs imposed by the US would also be, probably have some impact?
Yes, they would also be factored in. But I think, if you see these international global rating agencies, they have not presumed that the American US tariffs will have a significant impact on the Indian economy. They have always in their assessments, yes, and right from August onwards, they have all been saying that India, being a domestic oriented economy,
definitely
is not going to be so much affected. So their predictions, their forecasts have not really taken that as too much of a headwind.
And it's the predictions actually are based on, like you said, because we have a very strong domestic market.
Yes, correct.
Which is what is propping up Indian economy. Mm. The other thing in which I also want to draw your attention to is that it has forecast strengthening of the Indian rupee next year, estimating it to hover around 87 rupees per US dollar. And you just mentioned the fact that, the rupee was down yesterday.
Yes, yes. So the rupee has been down. As I said, it's not necessarily a bad thing. Countries like China deliberately depreciate their currency. And in fact, that's been one of the areas of friction between the US and China, because they continue to depreciate their currency so that their exports become more competitive. In India's case, we have not done that. So now the depreciation of the rupee has certainly cheered up exporters. And yes, of course, you have this, you can see in the stock markets, the IT services community. The reasons for this decline are again for the depreciation of the rupee are again, I think, short term, in the sense, one of the factors that is weighing among the markets is the fact that the US-India trade deal has not actually been concluded.
Right.
And of course, the other thing, that the foreign institutional investors are flowing out for the time being.
Sushma ji, aapse baatcheet jari rakhenge, magar usse pehle ek khabar hai. संसद ने आज केंद्रीय उत्पाद शुल्क संशोधन विधेयक 2025 को पारित कर दिया, जिसे राज्यसभा ने मंजूरी देकर लोकसभा को वापस भेज दिया। ये विधेयक केंद्रीय उत्पाद शुल्क अधिनियम 1944 में संशोधन के उद्देश्य से लाया गया है, ताकि सिगरेट, सिगार, हुक्का, तंबाकू, चबाने वाला तंबाकू, जर्दा और सुगंधित तंबाकू जैसे तंबाकू उत्पादों पर उत्पाद शुल्क और उपकर बढ़ाया जा सके। ये संशोधन इसलिए आवश्यक है ताकि सरकार को तंबाकू और तंबाकू उत्पादों पर केंद्रीय उत्पाद शुल्क की दरें बढ़ाने के लिए पर्याप्त वित्तीय गुंजाइश मिल सके, विशेषकर उपकर समाप्त होने के बाद कर भार को बनाए रखने के लिए। सुषमा जी, मैं चाहूंगी एक संक्षिप्त टिप्पणी आपकी तरफ से इस पर।
ये सेंट्रल एक्साइज जो, हाँ, ये देखिए, अगर आप देखें हर बजट में, हाँ, हर बजट में, अभी की बात नहीं कर रही हूँ, इस साल या 10 साल पहले की, अब आप 50 साल पहले की जब भी आप बजट्स देखें, तो हर बजट में ये है कि तंबाकू और उनकी रिलेटेड जो रिलेटेड जो चीजें हैं, टोबैको और टोबैको की जो लिंक्ड प्रोडक्ट्स हैं, उनके ऊपर ये करें बढ़ती रहती हैं, और कोशिश ये है कि इससे कुछ डिसइंसेंटिव भी हो जाए। दो चीजें हो जाती हैं, इसका डबल एज थिंग, मतलब ड्यूअल पर्पस है कि इससे रेवेन्यू भी आ जाता है, रेवेन्यू भी आ जाता है, और इसका डिसइंसेंटिव भी होता है कि ये भाई ये हानिकारक चीजें हैं तो लोग इसको इस्तेमाल ना करें। तो ये कि बहुत सालों से, जैसे मैं कह रही हूँ, तो इस साल भी यही हुआ है
जी। लेट्स मूव ऑन टू द नेक्स्ट स्टोरी। प्रेसिडेंट ऑफ रशिया व्लादिमीर पुतिन इज अराइविंग इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे ऑन अ स्टेट विजिट टू इंडिया फॉर द 23rd इंडिया रशिया एनुअल समिट। ड्यूरिंग द 2-डे विजिट, प्रेसिडेंट पुतिन विल होल्ड टॉक्स विद प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टुमारो। बोथ लीडर्स विल एक्सचेंज व्यूज ऑन regional and global issues of mutual interest. Meanwhile, Rajya Sabha MP and former Foreign Secretary Harshvardhan Shringla has said that there are a lot of expectations from this visit.
It's a very important visit. There is a lot of emphasis on the economic cooperation this time. There is a focus on new areas that we have not previously looked at with regard to our exports to Russia, like agriculture, marine products and seafood, engineering goods, IT. There is also a mobility agreement that is being talked about, which will enable Indian skilled and semi-skilled workers to go to Russia.
सुषमा जी, भारत और रशिया के संबंध यूं तो दशकों पुराने
जी,
हैं। इंडिया रशिया 23rd एनुअल समिट में पुतिन भारत आ रहे हैं
जी।
मैं ये आपसे जानना चाहूंगी कि आज के भू राजनीतिक परिदृश्य को देखते हुए अगर हम बात करें तो ये समिट भारत के लिहाज से कितना महत्वपूर्ण है।
ये बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है इस वक्त, जैसे अभी हमने बात की थी हमारी जो ये ट्रेड डील अमेरिका के साथ अभी ये हुई नहीं है
जी।
इस वक्त हमें और मार्केट्स की तरफ देखना है, तो हालांकि हमारी जो रिलेशनशिप है रशिया के साथ सिर्फ ट्रेड की जरिए से नहीं देखना चाहिए, क्योंकि बहुत कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव है, हमारी स्ट्रेटेजिक रिलेशनशिप भी है, डिफेंस के ऊपर भी है, इन्वेस्टमेंट्स भी है, लेकिन इस वक्त ट्रेड का जो महत्व है वो ज्यादा है। और अभी हम शायद इतना हमारी जो बायलैटरल ट्रेड बहुत बड़ी नहीं है, अगर हम $70 billion बोले
जी। सुषमा जी, आई विल यू नो जस्ट आस्क यू इंटरप्ट यू हियर बिकॉज रशियन प्रेसिडेंट व्लादिमीर पुतिन हैज अराइव्ड इन न्यू दिल्ली अ शॉर्ट व्हाइल अगो ऑन अ स्टेट विजिट, एज वी वर अर्लियर डिस्कसिंग। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी रिसीव्ड हिम एट द एयरपोर्ट। ही विल प्रेसिडेंट द्रौपदी मुर्मू विल होस्ट अ बैंक्वेट इन द रशियन प्रेसिडेंट्स ऑनर टुनाइट।
Well, that's...
We were talking about the importance and
thank you,
import.
Thank you for giving us the news. So, the thing is, this, as I said, it is not just a trade relationship, but trade is important right now. Out of the $70 billion of bilateral trade, India is only exporting $5 billion worth of goods, and the rest is $65 billion we are importing oil. But now the Russia has recognized the need to buy more from India. They have identified a wide range of products. It covers pharmaceuticals. It covers agricultural products. In fact, it's very interesting. Apparently, Russia had some non-trade barriers which were affecting exports of agricultural products. Uh-huh. These have been eliminated. And we are now actually exporting bananas and grapes have started going to Russia. So it's already started. So there's a wide range of products, seafood, and they are going to probably textiles. So we are really going to start exporting a large an amount and a large array of products, which is being diverted from perhaps the American market. And also we are looking at investments because Russia is going to use, it has a lot of rupee funds, which are kept in Indian banks because of the rupee-ruble trade. And those are going to be used again in infrastructure, in consumer goods. We already have a railways venture. So this is going to be a very interesting summit.
Bahut mahatvapurna hone wala hai.
And let's have another story related to that India-Russia relations. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that the India-Russia relationship, honored as a special and privileged strategic partnership, is time-tested and resilient. Addressing the India-Russia Business Forum in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said that this relationship has stood as a testament to decades of unwavering solidarity, enduring the uncertainties of a changing world.
India stands as an oasis in the desert, a reliable, trusted and forward-looking partner, friend to all, working with countries around the world to open borders, to expand trade, create the framework conditions to grow economic partnership, strengthening its institutions and also working on a developmental model which has at its core inclusive and sustainable growth.
Sushma ji, very quick question to you here, because we are talking about the, you know, you were mentioning the trade deficit between India and Russia. So, of course, India is looking at ways to expand its trade. We also heard the minister right now, the trade opportunities. But especially Indian countries, maybe Indian companies may be hesitant to, you know, work with or to trade with Russian companies because of the sanctions. So how can the government help the companies, you know, in this regard?
Well, I think they're already having talks on this issue. And the main thing is payments. How are you going to deal with payments? So one of the ways is to go into your own national currencies, that is rupee and ruble. So that is one way of doing it. Apparently, within Russia, they have their own systems of, you know, electronic payment, of their own credit cards. They have their own systems. And also, they're providing a lot of incentives now for Indian companies to come in, you know, tax holidays and things like that. So it looks like there is a lot of potential over there.
Let's move on to the next story. The RBI's three-day Monetary Policy Committee meeting is underway and will conclude tomorrow with the monetary policy announcement by Governor Sanjay Malhotra. We bring you a report on the MPC, its function and recap of the decisions taken in this year so far.
The Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, was constituted in September 2016. Its core mandate is to determine the policy repo rate necessary to contain inflation within the specified target range. The MPC comprises 6 members and is chaired by the RBI Governor. In terms of policy direction this year, the MPC initiated an easing cycle. In February, it slashed the repo rate to 6.25%, marking the first reduction since May 2020. It was the first revision after 2.5 years. Further reductions between February and June pushed the rate down to 5.5%. In August and October, the MPC maintained status quo. As today's meeting continues, the financial sector, the corporate community and households across the country await the outcome, which is set to be announced tomorrow. Ayushi Singh for Market Mantra.
Sushma ji, we just heard this report. So we've seen that the repo rate has been kept steady at 5.5% for four straight meetings, you know, for the fourth straight meeting in October. What are your expectations? Because there's a lot of division, you know, some people are expecting a rate cut. Some people are saying, no, it will not happen.
It's really a tough call. You know, maybe a few days ago, I might have said, yes, they're going to make a rate cut. But after the 8.2% GDP growth, that, you know, that comfort level is there with the RBI. But then again, we have yesterday's the depreciation of the rupee.
So but there's also the 0.25% of inflation, CPI inflation
so that's,
in October.
That's part of the good news, you know, the good news that GDP rate and the inflation, that's all the great news, which you would think the RBI would not need to cut rates. But if you see, you know, yesterday's news about the rupee, that might be concerning.
Well,
so
we'll know tomorrow.
We have to see what the experts say tomorrow.
बिल्कुल रुक करते हैं अपनी अगली खबर की तरफ. केंद्रीय सड़क और परिवहन मंत्री नितिन गडकरी ने कहा कि भारत का इलेक्ट्रिक वाहन बाजार 2030 तक 20 लाख करोड़ रुपए तक पहुंच जाएगा और इलेक्ट्रिक वाहनों की वार्षिक बिक्री 1 करोड़ रुपए होगी. आज लोकसभा में प्रश्नकाल के दौरान पूरक प्रश्नों के उत्तर में श्री गडकरी ने बताया कि इलेक्ट्रिक वाहनों में अगले 5 वर्ष में 5 करोड़ रोजगार सृजित करने की क्षमता है.
Presently, 57 lakhs.
वर्तमान में भारत में 57 लाख ईवी पंजीकृत है. भारतीय ईवी बाजार की क्षमता 2030 तक 20 लाख करोड़ रुपए की होगी और 2030 तक 5 करोड़ नई नौकरियां पैदा होंगी. 400 से अधिक टाटा फिन इलेक्ट्रिक दो पहिया वाहनों की बिक्री 2024 में 21% बढ़ी है.
And now let's look at the commodities. Global crude oil prices rose today. Brent crude was trading almost 0.4% up at $62.91 per barrel, while WTI crude was trading 0.5% up at $59.25 per barrel when reports last came in. Let's move on to gold and silver prices. In the Indian bullion market, 24 karat gold was trading around 0.5% down at 1,29,840 rupees per 10 grams, and silver was trading over 1.3% down at 1,79,410 rupees per kilogram a short while ago.
मल्टी कमोडिटी एक्सचेंज में दिसंबर अनुबंध वाला सोना लगभग 0.4% से अधिक गिरकर 1,27,287 रुपए प्रति 10 ग्राम पर कारोबार कर रहा था और दिसंबर अनुबंध वाली चांदी लगभग 1.8% गिरकर 1,75,150 रुपए प्रति किलोग्राम पर कारोबार कर रही थी.
सुषमा जी, बहुत क्विक कमेंट चाहूंगी. दोनों के प्राइसेस गिरे हैं.
वेल, दिस इज आई थिंक ओनली टेम्पररी बिकॉज गोल्ड इज स्टिल सर्जिंग अहेड. सिल्वर इज ऑल्सो स्टिल सर्जिंग अहेड. सो आई थिंक दिस इज जस्ट अ टेम्पररी रिलीफ दैट वी रियली कैनॉट रिलाई अपॉन फॉर द टाइम बीइंग.
सुषमा जी, कार्यक्रम में आने और चर्चा करने के लिए आपका बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद. और अब चलते चलते एक नजर आज की आर्थिक सुर्खियों पर.
Before we close, a reminder of the headlines. Benchmark domestic equities end with gains. Sensex adds 159 points. Nifty settles over 26,000 mark. Asian stock markets end mixed. And Fitch Ratings revises India's GDP growth forecast for current financial year to 7.4%. And that's it in this edition of Market Mantra. We will be back tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Do remember to join us till then from the entire team. Namaskar.
इस कार्यक्रम में विशेषज्ञों द्वारा विचार उनके अपने हैं। आकाशवाणी अपने श्रोताओं को सलाह देता है कि निवेश का निर्णय करने से पहले स्वयं रिसर्च करें या किसी पंजीकृत सलाहकार से राय लें।
Market Mantra.